Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan.
Manners, and respect. Greetings, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. We had competition over the weekend. Junior, we had the Junior Manor and the Junior Soca Manor. I know lots of people getting ready to go to House of Soca judging. So we can got a lot of people out tonight at House of Soca judging. Nevertheless, we here, we put on the inside. 4341790. I want to know how you feel about the competition. How did you enjoy the competition? We're gonna have some conversations tonight. 4341790, call and let me know how you what you think about the competition, what you think about the show in general. If you like the Junior Manor, the Calypso Manor, the Junior Soca Manor, the placements, what you think we could do next year to make it better, what you love about it this year. Call and let me know what's going on. 434-1790. Of course, you know, the National Cultural Foundation got lots of action coming off. They got the Soca 4.0 show, which is Sunday, August the 6th at 6 p.m. at the National Botanical Gardens. Regular price is $40. At the door is $50. And, you know, of course, you know, Soca 4.0 box offices like Lucky Horseshoe and Warrens and Worthing and you know, New Look Boutique, Emerald, got Emerald City, you got Carrington Supermarket and Digicel, Sky Mall, got AME Music Supplies, Wildy. You can go to Smart Store in Lime Grove as well, or Smart Store in Welch's, or CS Pharmacy, Broad Street, Daddy Box Offices, Simple and Sweet. Of course, you know, all we got what we love, the Pickety Crop Finals. Pickety Crop Finals coming off. The regular price of tickets is $30. At the door will be $40. You know, you can get your tickets from TicketLinks or any of the following box offices, you know, Friday, August the 4th at the National Botanical Gardens. I'm interested to see the Pickety Crop Finals at the National Botanical Garden. Like that, the start time is 8 o'clock in the night. I absolutely love it. Friday, August the 4th at National Botanical Gardens. Start time is 8 p.m. Of course, you know, people's though, I want you to make sure if you are on social media, follow Culture Barbados. You know, I absolutely love what the Ministry of Culture is doing, you know. And sing their praises a lot. Big up the Emancipation Day celebrations. That'll be on August 1st. I will be there for sure. Is the Division of Culture in the Prime Minister's Office. Is Tuesday, August the 1st. The celebrations will commence at 7 a.m. at the Buster Statue. That's in Tumal Hill, St. Michael. You got lots of performances. You got Jonkins going to be there. And a whole host of performers. So make sure you check that out. I love the Paint a Picture of Your Village competition. That was an initiative, you know, for ages like 8 to 12, 13 to 17, and then ages 18 and over. All the, you know, entries are to submit to the Barbados Arts Council Gallery, Pelican St. Michael, by July 28th at 12 noon. The criteria for entries is artwork. It can be oil, it could be watercolor, it could be pencil, it could be pen, it could be ink, pastel. You know, paint a picture of your village. And there's so many awesome prizes to be won. So you must salute the Division of Culture for doing that one. The entries will be displayed in an exhibition at the Gallery of the Arts Council at Pelican Theatre, at branch libraries, at the National Library Service across the island. You know, first prize $200, second prize $100, third prize is $50. That's for the age 8 to 12. Age 13 to 17, the first prize is $400. Second prize $200, third prize $1,300, and for the 18 and over, first prize is $1,000, second prize $500, third prize $300. I absolutely love that. Paint a Picture of Your Village competition by the Division of Culture. Absolutely love that. Now, what are we going to be going Pickety Crop? Of course we are. I'll be there for sure. I'll be there for sure. Emancipation celebrations, I'll be there for sure, sure, sure. Shout outs to the whole of the Barbadian public. Everyone that, you know, supporting BIM Got Talent, the movement. Shout out to the National Peace Program. National Peace Program came on board all the way for the Up Next showcase that, you know, you hear me speak about all the time with the youth that you yourself have passed through and see something happening, you know, around Christmas and so on. You know, we do the showcases all year and it's extremely expensive because they show off DJs, young entrepreneurs, persons in the culinary arts, you know, persons that are academic, persons in the cultural field, in sports, science. You know, our showcase includes every single one. We do them all the time. You know, of course, we got Tuesday night snow at 6:30 p.m. on Hot 95.3. every Tuesday night from about 6:30, and from about the last 2 weeks, Ollie gave young small businesses the opportunity to call it on air and promote and push and bigger their business and tell us and tell Barbados why their business is up next, why their business is the business that Barbados should support, and why their business is the business that we should spend our money with, you know, we should lend our support behind. And young persons, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19, bro, calling and pitched the business. And they thought it would be lovely. At the end, about, you can do it for about 5 weeks, bro. And then at the end, they probably get like a $500, you know, to or $1,000 to a small business to help boost and promote the business. And obviously, you know, the singers is getting off. You love it. Got this showcase with the singers too. And the young DJs. All the young creators. I got to salute Randy Eastman as well on the outside. You know, Randy Eastman from Quantum Productions, who's putting together everything, who is dealing with the overall production. So shout outs to Mr. Randy Eastman for sure. And I must salute the National Peace Program. And as the show go on, I will tell you lots more about the National Peace Program and what we do at the National Peace Program. And follow the National Peace Program on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, National Peace Program. 4341790. I want to know what you enjoyed about the competition. Who was your favorite? Who you had to win? If your winner did indeed win. I want to know who you got for Pick of the Crop. If you're loving the Pick of the Crop so far, you're loving the social commentary so far. I want to know. Ollie, I want Adrian Clarkson and Nancy. That's the name? I won't get your name wrong.
Yeah, it's called, I'll bring it up. Played it a bit earlier, but if you want it, we can get it again. Anansi and the Big Bad Ram. Sluggy, just a quick thing. Somebody called a few moments ago. They
yes,
wanted
please.
You to repeat the cost of the tickets for the finals.
That's no problem. The Pickety Crop competition, which is on August the 4th. It's Friday. August the 4th, I can tell you the cost of the tickets. And at the door, the cost of tickets, regular price, $30. Tickets, regular price, $30. Door price, $40. If you want to pay for the ticket and you don't want to pay door price, you got A&B Music Supplies in Wilde. You got CS Pharmacy in Bridgetown. We have Eddie's in Spikestown, Forever Blessed through the street. We have a shop, Sheraton, Empowered Sky Mall, Oasis Massey Sunset, Oasis Massey Wording. We have Rubis in Coverley. We have Rubis in Sunset Crest. We have Saul in Warrings. Saul in Wilde. We have Sports and Games in Speed Bird House, Independence Square. And we have the National Cultural Foundation. Of course, you know they're in Husbands, St. James. Those are the places where you can get your tickets. And if you miss any box offices, any more info, you could call in and ask. And of course, you know, Ollie and I, if you don't know, we will call someone, we will search for it, we will find out any information you need on any event. Just call us and let us know. 4341790. Want to know though what you enjoyed most about the competition, and if you're looking for the Pick of the Crop, if when I got one of the picks already, because you know when the Bajans love to got one of the picks already. The defending monarch Quan. Defending Monarch Quan, Ollie, you feel the songs that out already. Everybody asks if the songs that out already, the songs he defending with. Mm-hmm. I tell him that the luxury of being the monarch. The luxury of being the monarch, you know, you could cool back. You know, you could bring it out next week. You know, it's Friday, August the 4th, so you still got time. You know, you can hear what everybody coming with, because everybody have to judge except him. So even if you tweak your song, even if you step up, you gave him a lot, he could still get a gauge of what you're coming with for the finals.
What's your feeling so far, Sluggy, in terms of the music? Any favorite? You mentioned Adrian Clark. You like the Adrian Clark song then?
But Adrian be good on finals night. Adrian's song, I don't know how strong the song itself is, but I could hear what Adrian would do with the song on the finals night. If he's to make it finals, I could hear what Adrian would do with the song on the finals. And of course, we know in competition, competition in Barbados, it don't really matter about criteria. You know what I mean? Like, criteria don't really get judged when you look at enough of the winners. So Adrian got the front. Adrian know with the crowd and judges looking at. He know how to get that happy medium of where he ain't pleasing the crowd too much or he ain't pleasing judges too much. He got everybody happy. So the crowd can be bawling for murder and the judges can enjoy it equally. So Adrian know how to play the game, because competition is a game. You know what I mean? And you're going to know when you're going to war, you're going to know who you're going to war against. And Aiden Carter is very good at that. I expect Aiden to do well. I expect Ayweb, of course, to do really well with the brand song. Maybe first time we drop it in here, not people playing the call and anything. The song in there, they ain't really feeling it, Ollie included. All the people calling for Christchurch, St. George, St. Thomas, all over, which was very surprising. But I feeling Ayweb song, anything Ayweb is going to do a lot of damage. So you got Aiden Carter, you got Ayweb. I heard Crystal's song. We can play a Crystal song. We can take a listen to Crystal's song as well. I heard Crystal's song, Ollie, and Crystal's song was on point. Crystal's song on point. We just hear something there, I think, in Calypso. And that's Jesse recording. Can you imagine Crystal's on finals night, Ollie, on the big stage with the festival band. And that song playing, and you know, the arrangement. So I expect Crystal to upset the apple cart this year and upset some people, you know what I mean, and do really, really well. Terry in the tank doing phenomenal. You know, she's going to do well. Who else? Let me give me a rundown. Ahanjie's song. We'll pull out Ahanjie's song too, boy. Ahanjie's song going on some lyrics. Ollie boy. It named Heartless and Broken, I think. Right. That going on some serious lyrics too, boy. Ahanjie, once she get the final, she should do really well. John Yard sounding real, real good, you know.
Very, very popular.
Yeah, John Yard and Terry song getting a lot of love, you know. I had just song not released and hearing it already, which is really, really good. We got a call already. 434-1790 calling and talk to your boy Uncle Sluggy. Good.
A good night to you, Sluggy. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you, my brother?
I'm not too bad myself. Giving thanks.
Yes, always. You ain't getting up tonight. You ain't getting hosted talking, Judge?
No. You know, I'm a bit. Withdrawn for time being because if you just bury on Mama Wednesday, so I'm just taking off
the Wednesday?
Yeah.
Condolences. I could say if you see on behalf of my brethren, Ollie and I, condolences
okay,
to you,
thanks,
my
thanks,
boy.
Thanks very much.
But I love you forever.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I want to give you my, maybe a bit early, my pick of the crop already and the sort of
commentary. Let me go. In early, you know he loves this. Yeah. You know he live for this. Let me go. In early. Let me talk.
But downhand, I think Adrian Clark have it before.
Adrian? Was this a Nazi song?
Yes, I think Adrian have it. I think it's going to be a ding-dong between Adrian and Ayweb. I think those call their two performers.
They call the singer
they
and one of them.
Perform, right? And there's a, you said about upset. There's a young lady who's singing on The Chosen Few. I don't remember her name. I have to
yes,
think of her.
Yes, she's in the All-Stars. She's
right,
in All
very,
Stars tank, Ollie.
Sony's chosen
few.
Right, I think I was penned by Colin Spencer.
It was written by Colin Spencer.
Yes. That was my before I heard
Rick
the,
and
yeah.
Ram at Green
right,
and
TC. Right, Rick and Ram,
Hyper
I think.
Songs and Yabby.
Right, exactly.
We got another call too. We could join him in. Hold on. Don't put down, my brother. Don't put down. We are not rushing you. This is a family. Like all these always tell me. Next caller. Good night. Where are you calling from, sir? The first gentleman before we go on to the second caller.
St. Joseph.
And what's your first name?
Vincent.
Well, we got Vincent on the line with Uncle Sluggy and Ollie. Good night, second caller. Let's have a conversation.
Good night to you. How do you do?
I'm fantastic, ma'am. And how are you?
I am good.
Yeah, so we got my boy Victor on the line calling from St. Michael with us, too. So
I can't wait to see
Adrian Clark. Victor call you.
I'm going to say you have your dog up. Clark 100%.
Aye.
You understand?
Yes.
Yes. He got to come out there. I'll be either in number one, number two. He got same back pocket, you know? You know he got same back pocket? So he's going to come again.
Aye.
He said, well, ain't he got a little same put in there after the story?
You feel he got same? You feel he got same?
Man, you got, but listen, he right now he going to war with the gun turned behind. And when he gets from the stairs, he can turn it up front. Yeah? So when he start to let go of them bullets, you understand? When they get rolled, the man can bring a presentation over this world.
All right, you wait. You hold on though. Vincent?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, she live near her. She had all his friends?
No, actually, only hearing her making contributions to Brass Stats and other programs. I don't actually know her.
So you want, so when Adrian Carter tell him to call in here?
No, you see, Adrian Clark don't have to do that. The guy is Crystal. The guy top notch.
He's crystal. That might be a Freudian. That might be a Freudian slip there. Here he just said all that the guy is crystal.
That's clear.
Oh, I thought it was a Freudian
crystal
slip.
Crystal clear.
I get you.
What they just said is true. You know, Adrian's a performer. I can't wait to see that performance on that night. That man is a performer. He's great. He is great.
That is what Adrian you said too, Sluggy.
Adrian got same back pocket, you know. You think Adrian brought everything? Adrian only brought half of we got brown. You understand?
He's a big gamer.
When he come out on the finals, when I got holler for murder. he was in the game a long time, you know. You think he can pull all these stops, you know, in a tank and all sorts of things?
So what about Adrian to me?
I have Adrian to take.
Eric too. Eric Lewis somewhere up in there too.
What's on that, Mr. Satire?
He up in there and PC with what the name song now? Climate Change. She might bring that or she might sing some other song. So you gotta be careful.
TC with Climate Change.
Cause she's new to hold her position.
Yeah. If I may jump in here, Sluggy, if I may jump in here before we go. The lady just said, PC, you can watch PC, you know, she does want to watch. But I have a keen eye, as the one I mentioned before, I don't remember her name. The one who said from Kia Shepherd All Stars, that singing is not chosen for you.
Yeah.
And then the young lady that sang last year, what she sang last year, I Come Here to What was her name? What she singing this year? Help me with the song.
I Come Here to What?
Yeah, I think she sang that last year. Or We Came Here to What? That was last year.
She was in finals?
Yeah, she was in finals. She's singing this year. I think it's penned by Colin Spence as well.
Oh, she and she and Judy Tate? Singing songs?
No. I don't remember her. What she's singing? She's singing I Come.
You mean Mara?
I'm not sure of her name. I think it's something saying that she really ain't relating to Guyanese or something. And they're saying that she no come and she come in to compete for the crown.
Well, nice.
I think that effect, but I don't remember her name.
I don't think she can do that so good.
No, I think if she ready to put it down, she stands a chance. But Africa
and me up there. You understand?
I'm not sure.
Africa can hold some sort of position. Africa
Julie Judge,
and one to five. You understand? Africa and me somewhere in the one to five running. Right, but she might not be in number one. Yeah,
she can come just outside the first five. You go there and see
what the comet fella can bring, cause he can't bring that. I mean,
Who fella?
The guy that won last year.
So the song that he got for this year, you all don't think he could win with that?
That song suits for Junior Monarch.
Yeah,
that's Eric Lewis, Eric Road Mark, mark my words. Remember that this was said to you.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
You're not the first person that said that.
It ain't gonna happen.
Nah.
All right.
Right now, Road Mark's gonna be either Chief Ding or Quan the Artist.
You see that Road Mark, that song that Eric just brought up.
I want my mother. Eric's annoyed.
You got more callers?
The phone flood. Big up,
anyway,
Victor.
It was nice speaking to you all.
It's my pleasure. Don't mention it. My pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. Big up, Victor.
Good evening.
Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, Uncle Sluggy. Let me go.
Thank you. I am calling from Trinidad.
Were you calling from Trinidad?
I'm calling from Trinidad. I'm enjoying the music. Everything is a favorite. But I love the Anansi tune too. But who is Anansi? I don't know. Can you tell me?
Where are you calling from? Trinidad?
And is Ram Peter Ram?
I'm calling
from Trinidad. Yeah.
Shout out to you. What's your name? You give me first name.
I'm Glenda.
Glenda, big up Glenda calling all the way from TNT.
I'm just enjoying your music. I'm just enjoying the music.
Thank you. Thank you.
I listen to you all every day. I listen to your brass tacks and different programs.
Uh-huh.
I just started about 5 weeks ago. I was just going through the different radio stations, the different islands, and I latched on to VOB. And I am enjoying it, but I must say, you know, there are so many favorites, but I like the Hans. The tune Hans?
Yeah. Hans?
I love that tune very much. Hans.
Okay, nice.
I like that, and I like in reverse. I love the Hornology. I think it's a serious tune, but it's sort of humorous, you know. It's a serious tune, but so I must call to say that I really, really enjoy the music. I'm sorry I can't come.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as young as I used to be, you know, so.
Oh, gosh, Glenda, you sound so sweet, though, from Trinidad. Thank you so much for calling.
Want you all to know I'm enjoying it. I'll continue to listen.
What's your favorite song so far, Glenda?
Hope you all have a very safe crop over.
Thank you, Glenda. Before you go, what's your favorite song so far, though, for crop over?
For crop over?
I'm
not paying too much attention to the soca, but for the crop over, I like the Anansi very much. I like the Hans, and I like the Reverse. Those are my three favorites, but I am very, very partial.
Reverse? Only with Reverse?
Colin Spencer. I like Colin Spencer very much. I like his tune too because
who?
Darren Holden.
I like him very much.
You like Colin Spencer?
Okay.
I got to talk to my boy Colin.
Yes, a lot.
And my boy Colin.
Glenda, thanks so much. Have a lovely evening. Thanks for calling, Glenda.
You too.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. All the best.
Manners and respect. Care. Manners and respect. Big up Glenda all the way from TNT, Locked On. So she like Hans by Sorrel. She like Cerullo, sorry. She like Colin Spencer. We got a special guest, though. Before the phone go crazy again, good evening. Come close to the mic, Starboy. Put on the mic. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
You good? You ready?
Yes, please.
Like, how was the whole experience for you? How was the whole Junior Marner experience from sorry out there for me all the time? Make sure you mic good. Right. Make sure you turn right up. Peoples, you good? You good?
Yes, please.
Good. Not you. I mean the radio. Good. Sorry for the dead silence, people. We're just making sure that Starboy all set. So good evening over here.
Good evening.
You ready, Ollie? Good? You good to go? Good. No. Junior Monarch, you did extremely well. See, you still got a smile on your face. How was the whole experience for you from the tent to the finals? How was the first night you went on the stage? In the tent in Queen's Park, how was that night for you?
It was good, and I feel all the artists coming in top three for if I make it through to the finals.
That's the coffee ready. Zari B, all the match. You got Zari B pull up. My boy be quiet, you know, that's cool when you get up on stage. Let go. No, the first time I heard this song, I had liked it. But what you come at in your school competition, what was your placement?
I came third.
Third at school?
Yes, please.
And how do you stay so focused to not let that bother you when you get into the big competition?
Can you say that again?
What kept you so focused? You know, some children could tell yourself, man, you only can't third. I ain't gonna do that good in the big stage. But you were focused. You still give it everything you got. What or who kept you so focused throughout the competition?
My mother.
Yeah, she here pointing at herself though. You see, these mothers easy though. These people ain't easy. She here pointing at herself. Big up, mommy though. Big up, mommy. You see, mommy everything right through. No, semifinals. You were on fire. You was good. When you get the response you get from the crowd, were you surprised or were you expecting the crowd to do bad?
I was expecting the crowd to do bad.
Like this, man, you to expect everybody to get on by. You tell yourself, yeah, you get a good response from the crow.
That's right.
That's good. You know, he's one of the crow favorites, though. You aware that he's one of the favorites of the crow? You feel the energy from the crow?
Yes, please.
No, where your love for music came from? What made you fall in love with music? What made you like wanted to perform on stage?
Last year, my teacher, Miss Oversam, my agriculture teacher, Miss Oversam, she put me into the music thing because when I was in class two, she gave me a, she asked me if
you're in class three?
Yes, we. No, no, I got in class four.
Yeah, you say exam?
Uh-uh.
You going to class four?
Yes, we.
Shh. Okay, boy, you're firing for young ears, boy. Sorry, go ahead. She put you in the competition. What was the first song you sang? What was the song you sang last year?
My song was named Start With That Littering Thing.
Oh, start with that littering thing.
Yeah.
And how did you do last year?
Good.
You place?
Yes, we came third.
You came third last year and this year too?
Yes, please.
You wasn't tired of coming third? Or you was thankful?
I was thankful.
Good answer. Great answer. No, the semifinals come. After you perform on the night at the semifinals, were you confident that you went through to the finals? Were you happy with your performance at the semifinals?
Yes, please.
Nice. I like that. No. Seeing you pace yourself on stage, I can tell the first time I hear you do the song Zari, and by the time you get to the semifinals, it was a huge improvement. I realized that your diction was much clearer. I realized you wasn't getting as tired anymore, and you were using the entire stage. Now, did that come from just practicing all the time, or were someone or some people in your corner coaching you along on how to go about performing on the stage and your audition and so on? That come from you just doing it over and over, or was someone helping you?
Nowadays, my uncle and my cousin helped me with my performance.
Who's your uncle? Say your uncle name, Big Yet.
Daniel.
Big go ahead.
DJ.
And your cousin?
My cousin Chriselle.
Nice. So two of them is who had your performance?
Yes, please.
Like, what are some of the things that they were telling you?
To use the whole stage.
Good advice.
And to keep the mic to my mouth.
Yes.
And speak along good. I use the entire stage.
Yes, that's good advice. Keep the mic to your mouth so that the people can understand what you're saying.
Yes, please.
Yeah, because that's good advice. Bigger cousin, uncle. Because, you know, some children run about the stage early. You know, obviously, again, excited, exuberant. And suddenly, you forget to keep the mic by your lips and forget to be audible because you're dancing and jumping. But, you know, you get caught up in the frenzy of the music. So to be so aware, you know, because anyone could tell you. Because telling you it easy. But you got to be aware enough to know about it. This is something that you have to do if you want to do good. So I think it's still excellent that you had the awareness to know about, let me make sure you do this. You know what I mean? Because you could easily forgot. What helped with your memory, though? So seeing your performance, you went through a lot, Zareen, in your performance. What helped you to remember? Just repetition, just doing it over and over? Or is something you love so you remember easy? What kept you informed so much that you could remember everything that you had to do on stage?
Just when the music hit me, just feel the music and sing along with the band.
He says that we're talking about. All you want to hear this song, all you do is want to hear this song first.
No problem. Big
Barbados, this is my boy Zari B, and he came second in the junior soccer morning competition. You know, he's just 10 years old. He's no going to class 4. So, of course, you're coming back next year.
Yes, please.
Good, because you know, after second, you know, you got to come back and win, no?
Yes, please.
Oh, let me take in Zari's song. You could call in to 434-1790. Let me go.
A few exercises.
That is saying finals. Well, Danny recording. Danny recording. Want that one recording?
Well, I tell you what, Zara, I want to ask you two questions, right?
Yes, please.
Just quickly before, I know Sluggy's got some more for you. One, I want to know what your friends are telling you about your performances and you becoming a junior Calypsonian. And two, you came in the studio with three other people, and I want you to tell me who they are. So one, what are your friends saying about you becoming a great junior Calypsonian? And then number two, I want you to tell me who these people are that you brought into the studio with you, please.
My friends are saying that I perform very well, and they're saying that I use the whole stage good, and they was telling me that I really perform well.
Fantastic. So who are these lovely people you brought with you, Zari?
My little brother, my mother, and my father.
Wow. And I got to tell you, Barbados, his mom and dad were here the last time that Sluggy brought him here. And it's a family affair. It is a team. Everybody in here has on a Get Active shirt. This is your younger brother, Zari?
Yes.
And what's his name?
Caleb Belgrave.
Caleb Belgrave. And how old is your younger brother?
Five.
Wow. Sluggy, 10 years old, man. What a future.
Caleb gained a competition too? 2 more years. 2 more years and he coming?
No, 1 more.
Only 1 more year? From 6?
Me and Junior Monarch.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, 2 more.
Oh. My boy, look, he ready. Is that where you going to make sure you going to help? When he ready to come, you going to train him?
Yes, please.
You going to make sure you ready for your stage?
Yes, please.
Well, good. No, you ready for next year already?
Yes, please.
So you let me, you come back in competition. They ain't stopping you. They ain't giving up.
Yes, please.
All right, good. I like that. I want you to tell me. Only tell me what you enjoy most about performing and what is something that you want to continue doing.
I like performing because when I go up on the stage, mm-hmm. I just sing along and I really love singing. And last year when my teacher, Miss Caroline Hoover, Miss Caroline Hoover, asked me if I want to participate. I was like, I didn't really know, but I said, this might carry me a long way, so I am going to enter.
Like that. Yeah. You hear my telling yourself, Ollie? You want to say that this thing might carry me a long way. So let me go into it. That was the first thing you performed?
Yeah.
In life, period?
Yes, please.
That was, whoa, from last year to this year, and that improvement already. So before that, you ever thought about being a performer or a singer? What made her choose you? You was at school singing, you'd be active at school, or you'd be shy the same way, quiet the same way?
I'd just be quiet, but she chose me because she's singing.
Mommy saying no. Mommy, you don't be quiet at school?
Not all the time, sometimes.
Go ahead.
So she see that I have a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. So she said I will be a good match for the competition. And I joined last year, came third, and this year I came third again.
Yes, and that's great. They say you can't third again, but you come second overall with the really big boys.
Yeah.
No, when you get called second, I want you to describe that feeling for young boys listening, for youngsters listening that might be at other schools your age.
I get called third, actually. But
right, when you get called third, because that would be a good thing that you come in and talk three amongst all these big children. Actually. You know what I mean? When you get called third, I want you to describe that feeling. How did you feel at the time?
So good. And after I was then my first time in competition, I can't even talk three. I was happy.
That we talking about first time in competition and they come in talk to you. All you see the phone blinking, what's going on there?
We have DJ Cog on the line waiting to talk to you. But Sluggy is just wondering, can I have a quick word with his dad?
If I had to bring you on, of course. Good night, DJ Cog.
We'll be with you shortly, my brother.
I hope this one Cog went Junior Marner. If you ain't, I hope you at least watch or listen. Let me ask Cog quick. Cog, you ain't Junior Marner. You watch or you listen?
The morning where Carol and then were commentating.
You were where?
Carol and Punko were commentating the night.
Well, you listen to it, you watch it?
Thanks very much. I was glad to listen. Thanks about that, Stuggy. Thanks about that. I have a question on your
phone. Well, hold on. We'll be back here in a minute.
He said
he listened to it.
Oh.
Back with you in a minute, DJ Cog.
Manners.
Sir, can I ask you your name, please?
Jonathan,
reason why I brought you up to the microphone, my brother, is because this is the second time that I'm seeing Sluggy bring Zari B into the studio.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of the times, I'm just going to be, I talk keeping it real, yes, right? Sir. A lot of the times that people come in here, only the mum, or you only see the mums.
Yeah.
And every time I've seen Zari, yeah, I've seen you, yeah, and the mum. I just want to tell you, from me to you, big respect to you.
Yes. No, that
I could feel, and I could feel the energy, and I could see how you look at your sons,
yeah,
both of these children, yeah, and your girlfriend.
Yes.
My brother, I got so much respect for you.
Yeah, yeah, big up Black Kings. Yes. You know me, real fathers out here.
Listen,
yeah,
I'm telling you, Sluggy.
Real fathers out here.
Yeah.
Total support for a son.
Make sure to hear. Make sure to hear and see that.
What's the journey been like for you, Jonathan?
Well, you know, you've always got to learn along the way.
True.
So, you know.
True.
When you first start off, it's like you got to creep before you walk.
You know what that expect.
So, you know, along the way, you know, I basically watched my son grow up from baby right up to the age right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm very proud of him, you know. And I hope that he keep along the positive line and keep going at what he's doing, you know. Yeah, keep doing what he's doing, you know, along with the others that support him as well.
Yeah,
I want to thank you guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Jonathan, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're doing a great job with your family.
A question before you move, right? And you know me, I like what I do because I got big at the fathers.
Yeah.
Especially we here that got your children back a thousand. You know, it's Bible, they things. So yeah. when I get sick of hearing me Bible, they things. Yeah. So when... Listen, right, I see you come there, and I see you come in a big crowd.
Yeah.
I see you at the preliminaries.
Yeah.
I see you at the semifinals and the finals, right?
Yes.
And I see when I see it's just winner.
Yeah.
Just you and you know me, little squad.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then the whole gymnasium went crazy.
Yeah.
When you see that as a man, as a father seeing that, bro, like,
yeah,
how that make you feel and what I put into your brain? Because for me, I know Zari from last year, right? True, for a Sam. You know what I mean? I meet one of last year, and he was relatively unknown, so I didn't expect that the whole gymnasium was Zari. It went crazy.
I guess they like the song.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, they love the song. You know how he put any work into the song too. Expresses it a lot.
Yeah. But he was always so hard working, because you know that things can't come by flute. People may feel it's come by a flute.
Well, when he was coming up, he always liked the instruments. He liked listening to music also.
Mm-hmm.
But then his teacher had chosen him, like really showing me his talent, like the area that, you know, he can fit into and develop. So it was really impressive about he coming and being able to sing.
Yeah, mommy, leave
that
him.
Really jumped me.
Leave him. Yes, no, because my little man but here active and mommy fearing, mommy leave you.
Leave
you. Fathers, it's you know we like to see we children doing anything, running boat and healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're healthy, you can't run boat, you can't jump boat. So when he jumping boat, we know it,
yeah. Yeah, he good.
Mitchell, great. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, Zari.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a million, Jonathan. Big up, Jonathan, all the time.
To you too.
Yeah,
thank
mad
you.
Love. Come, mommy, come.
Yeah, man.
Come, mommy, company mic now. Zari. Seeing your daddy there, like Zari, seeing your daddy in crow, seeing daddy back, seeing daddy with you.
That's you confidence.
That's you confidence to know about you. My daddy here backing me. What I mean to you?
That he always there on my side.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say or anything, he will always give me something. Give me.
I like that.
Say healthy to eat or anything.
Well, so daddy, make sure you're good. Make sure you're ready for performances.
That's me.
So I love that. So that is why, that is like, Ollie, you see how important it is.
Man.
Salute to the mummy, you know, because we got mummy here on the mic, so don't get to the end of this. But we know, like, we've got a superpower. You know what I mean? We've got a superpower.
It's like we living on an island where
it's
common that you only see the children with the mother, you know,
yeah,
and a lot of single parents. And as I said, every time I've seen Zari, I've seen Jonathan. It's like a team. These guys are like a team, you know?
Yeah. And for me, no, you know, like, for me, no, no, like, I see this on air already, but for me, my experience is very different. Like, I aware that the mothers, right? But for me, no, in Jackson and Black Rock, no, like, it was all fathers. So, like, my father raised me by himself, you know what I mean? And my best friend father raised me by himself. And then my brother, who died named Jackson, he and his best friend, Antoine, you know, Jonathan, all the people raised with the fathers alone. Then when they come home, Junior Monarch, see a lot of fathers too. Like, if you look, you see Billboard, and all the Billboard children will be in Junior Monarch, you know, who was formerly known as Paul Murray, excellent musician. So all the children be there, and you will see Billboard all the time. You know what I mean? So me know, and people that be wrong, different. You even chat Ronnie. Ronnie will always talk with your children upon ear. You know, Ronnie will always big up your children. So obsessed. Right, like, Ronnie obsessed with your children. You know, so, like, for me know, like, for me know, like, my experience know the different. Thankfully, you know, you may guess that's why my brain so warped, that why think so different, because we come around it, the father's right true. And that way I know, not see that way, I know that father who's got a magic.
What interests me though is that, you know, we live on an island where it's normal for the fathers to be absent.
Yeah.
So to see this and to, it's not only see it, it's
love,
like
man.
You feel it when these guys come in the studio, you know what I mean? It's a team. Everybody in here has on a Get Active shirt.
Yeah. We active. So, mommy, can close in the microphone, please. No. Thank you first and foremost for coming through.
No problem.
Yes, and I love to see the support y'all give. Zari, I want you to tell me the truth, the response from the crow from the first night, called from 10 people falling in love with the song, the response was shock you?
Honestly, yes it did. The first 10, it was just me, his dad, and his brother.
Yeah.
That went, and I didn't invite any of my friends or co-workers or any of my family.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Zari, Boyo was being read. The response from the crowds was like amazing,
mm-hmm.
overwhelming. Like, it had me feel like if it were crying, because like I was like, oh, these people know Jazari. This was his first performance.
Yeah, yeah.
And that honestly, what happened too. He came out, he did a really excellent job. And seeing Jazari grow from last year to now,
mm-hmm.
has been a really big improvement.
Yeah.
And I want Jazari to know I'm so proud of him. Wow. Not only of Jazari, but also of all the children from the Voxstar Rising Stars competition. Miss Hovasan, she is doing an excellent job.
Yeah.
And I want her to keep up.
Ollie Blair, she ain't even teaching her name. This in there, this ain't she job, you know.
You ready to go in here last
yeah,
time?
Yeah, this was so brilliant, but this woman, you know, this is yes. not she job, you know. This ain't she job, this is not her responsibility at all. This saying she do for herself, oh, she own pocket, oh, to yep. love.
Serious.
She's our cultural sense teacher, you get me? Who write the songs, who just decided to write the songs for the children. So like, manners, Ronnie. Big up Mr. Clark on the inside. Yeah. No, she write the songs herself, Ollie, right? Conceptualize the competition and organize the competition, you know me, and enter the children herself. And she's the agricultural science teacher. She just loved music and got the ability to write songs.
Wow.
You know me, she wrote the song that Zari came second away too.
We do have it. Ronnie's just popped in the studio, inserted it. So if you want to hear it, Sluggy,
but that's the song instrumental.
You want to hear the version that you wanted to hear.
Play me here if that version instrumental. This song instrumental, yeah. Give me free top. Zari, ready? This is the instrumental. You can give me peace. You can give me peace. Come close, Mike. Come.
Wait.
For the
whole thing.
You don't have to. What you want to sing the whole thing?
All
right. That was up. Listen, peoples.
This one. This one for the ladies.
Huh?
Let me get up.
Huh?
ELV. Work out every day. Work out every day. Work out every day. ELV, work out every day and be fit. So let me get active. Let me run, please, sport, get active. Let me do some squats. Get your friends and your family. Let me start exercising daily. Get active. Get active. Get active. Don't worry, active. Get active. Get active. Get active. I find someone really lazy.
cock up in the chair and watching TV. Eating a sugar snacks and drinking more beer. Wait, wanna want diabetes? I want wanna join in with me. First, I gotta start eating healthy day. A few exercises daily. Start jumping super slides and eat some burpees. Get active. If we ramp in this sport, get active. Let me do some squats. Get your friends and your family. Let me start exercising daily. Get active. Get active. Get active. Don't be reactive. Get active. Get active. Get active. Ease up sugar, ease up snack, too much junk food, come at it get fat. Ease up sugar, ease up snack, too much junk food, come at it get fat.
Come.
Everyone can love you boys.
What?
It is time to exercise, walk or run and jog and skip. Let me keep fit, 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 get active. Let me run for the sport, get active. Let me do some squats, get your friends and your family. Let me start exercising daily, get active. Get active, get active,
don't be reactive.
Get active, get active, get active.
Zari B from Vauxhall Primary, known as the Shirley Scissorum Primary School, right there in Vauxhall, Christchurch. Get active. You got called third, but of course, you know, it was a small mix-up. He tied for second place, you know, and I think that is quite phenomenal. And he's still in primary school, Ollie. He ain't leaving primary school yet. He informed us earlier that he's going back. He's going into class 4. He's only in class 3. I can't imagine this little boy, right, getting a year more, you know, the perfect craft, still in primary school at this level already, you know, and by the time you're in the market run again, he can do some damage. And they go, I say, salute to the Vauxhall Primary School, Shirley Scissorum. And there's always argue all the time that arts should be in every primary school, you know what I mean? Like, these things shouldn't happen. I ain't putting pressure upon the government, but you know me, as if I'm who I say I am. The reason people like me is because of the way I speak, you know what I mean? So these things that's gotta mention. Like, this primary school don't go on music program, don't go on music teacher. You know what I mean? This in real life. Like, and this is the first thing that has success, you know what I mean, to do good last year. King K is also a good school at UCM school. King K entered the competition last year, I believe for the first time. He won it at his school, then went to the Junior Monarch. He entered the Calypso category, and King K come third. You know what I mean? Last year he was Zari age now. He was in class 3 last year. But he's in class 4 now, going on to secondary school. You get me? Despite that school not having a music program, despite the school not having a music teacher. And you know it's gotta be real sometimes, because I know these things happen, they been babies come and give these things enough forward, enough love, you know what I mean? It'd be fit. You know what I mean? Quite don't be real, because when you still check, most primary schools still don't go on music program. Most primary schools don't go on music teacher. I don't know what more we got to do in Barbados to show them that music is one of the meetings they could use. You know what I mean? I ain't a sportsman, but it's argue for sports as well. You know what I mean? Like, we got to stop making sport with these things. We got to really get serious with these things. At 10 years old, is everybody ready for the stage?
Definitely.
You ready for the stage, listen, Ollie?
Barbados was just treated to a perfect live performance from Zari B with Sluggy on the background vocals. And it was fantastic, Sluggy.
That was showing live. Right, you know what I mean? The gimmicks, no computer, no buttons, name. Just give it live and raw. You know what I mean? This little man ready. So just imagine now with proper structure and programs in place, how good these children could be. And for me, I know that it's be an injustice we be doing to children. When we don't make sure we provide these platforms. That way, I know you felt the need to salute the father and salute the mother. Because we know, like, children need that support. You know, because without that support, you know, you wouldn't be this far. Without that support, you wouldn't get what you get. Because they're in the system in place at these schools. You get me? So you have to be love with the teacher who's not a music teacher. She's an agricultural science teacher, and you gotta be love with the parents, you know what I mean? So you gotta salute them things, and that's why they encourage parents as well on the outside, parents that are listening, to support when the children, you know what I mean, beyond what the school can do, beyond what the club or the community or the government can do, support your children. You know me, because you don't know. That's right. You know me, like, and mommy and daddy supporting he. He's will get he where he is. Because he do better on the bigger stage than he do on our school. So just imagine that. So if he didn't have that support, that's why these platforms are important, Arlene. He did far better on a bigger stage that was much harder. You know what I mean? How like Trinity Clark and Tia and Kaimani, you know what I mean? And Kaimani, who's a showman. All these people that are real good, bro. These are people that, you know, be in the flight, but you know, these people that are real good. And these people that are far older than him. You know what I mean? And he come with base here and do that good. Come on, man. You go salute them things, a little black boy from right here. You got to salute that. You got to salute that. Zari B looking for so much more from you. And how you know me, somebody the starving boy, somebody the performer, because my mind's turned on. Mm-hmm. My mind be normal, when you get up on stage, turn on. You know what I mean? Certain little things man do. Mommy made man holler when I like me. You please make mad for that, just that. No, you know what's about to start. The man do nothing, daddy. The man do nothing. The man is hold up his shirt, get on bad, run boat, scream up. All the man hollers wanna like me. That's all in the place going mad. That's Jah. But I can't be nothing else. You know what I mean? He ain't had to do nothing, Ollie. And yeah, people went crazy. No, we got Cog still on your line. Cog, you watch you during the morning? Talk to me. You watch you during the morning? Talk to me.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. And I'm going to be congratulating the third person who came this year for this Junior Monarch.
You come second.
Finals. Oh, sorry. He came second. Oh, sorry, third. You said he came third.
Yeah, they see he came third, but he came second. Yeah, you see him points at the second place.
Oh, winner. Yeah. Sorry. That's correct. Yeah, I think it was 104 points or something like that. Thank you. I have a comment and a question, but I'll say the comment first. Now, you just regaled us with your wonderful song, Mr. Zari B. And I congratulate you again.
I said regaled?
You still got the beat there, Slug?
Yes.
Play it there for the banner a minute. 1 minute. It's serious. There we go. Real thing. Real serious thing.
Play it for who?
All for him. For him. For the artist. For his performance. There we go. Yeah.
What do you want?
DJ Cobb. Yeah. Good. No. I see my people exercising, but another set just garmentizing. To them that putting on the flat, right before your eyes, the legs can get now. So kick ball, shoot, some balls on over it. Imagine Ronaldo brand car over it. Commence to say this one for you. When you feel great, you feel good for true. Lally says this is what we do. We chew up, roll like a cow. Move, move, move. We go up club and everything. We can treat our bodies right. So get lots of sleep and lots of rest. And girls will even get their chest. Zaire, this one for you. I'm gonna pick it up, man. That's for true. You better bring this sound again. I want to see you playing this in the tent. I want to see you doing everything. Because we can eat lentils at length. And let me tell you something. What are we going to do? I want you to go to Caribbean Coalition too. I want you to do that real nice. I want you to be like rice and spice, rice and chicken, rice and fish. Every day we doing it. We don't want to jump food, man. We want the right thing.
Cat, so DJ Carl. Right.
Cat, Ollie, please.
DJ Carl, live on Voice of Barbados.
Bigger, DJ Carl. What's the question?
Thank you very much. I want to know, as I have commented in spoken word to you, not really spoken word, more Calypso, how can you get this song going, getting you performing for, what should I say? How can you perform this song at November when it is the month of health for the Caribbean? How can you perform this song at schools for children who are going through problems with the school nutrition policy?
Were you asking how or if we can get him? Carl, slow down. You asking how or if we can get him to?
No, not both. Well, is it what
he's
willing, so...
He's willing, yes, so that's how.
And not only that, but I think that this song, because it is a song that promotes not only exercise, but it can deal with that, as they would have just, sung. So I want you to make this song your life in terms of right now on your timeline. I know you got it on Facebook, you got it on everything, and it's on the Voice of Barbados, the great VOB.
No problem.
On Barbados, like you said, I'm asking you, when can you, it is now July, I want that when November come around and we got the Caribbean Coalition for Health, that your song is playing on air all month. I want you performing this song wherever there is our children who are fat, children who need to get fit, children who are flabby, and children who need to get fighting and fit to be in the right way because of your song. They can exercise to it. It's like a gym song. This should be in every gym in Barbados right now. You should be getting a lot of forward and a lot of, as you already are, but you should be getting a lot of money for this. I want to. I want
love money like that.
Do the right thing. So try and get it right. Be blessed. And be safe. That's all I can ask of you. All
right, manners,
that's
and
that's it, love.
Manners and respect. That's Mr. Cog, DJ Cog, and
he's got an interesting point, though, Sluggy. Because this song could be used.
But listen,
in terms of marketing for so many products, huh?
Yeah, and listen, right? This way, like for me, now, I just never get lost. It's like I just always listen. Because Cog is saying enough things that you don't understand then he's saying. But me know what he's always listening because in between there, he always met some salient points. You get me? So, like, but when he spoke about this song being used by the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Education, about that what he was trying to say. So it helped him articulate it, you know, taking this song, letting this song be one of the champion songs and making Zari B one of the champions and the ambassador for the Ministry of Health, which is a brilliant idea. You know, he already got the song. He did extremely well in Junior Marner and he's well liked. So taking him and his song and using him as one of the ambassadors. And the reason why I speak about it, because they anticipate it can happen, you know, I already get some messages, you know, and some calls already. So I'm pretty confident it can happen. Obviously you can't speak about things before it happen. You know, obviously they still gotta contact mommy and daddy. They still gotta say what they want, still gotta say what they're gonna do. But knowing how things is going, pretty confident it can happen. And plus if you being real, you know, you got the influence to make it happen. So in there, you know, 1-2 years ago we gotta crawl about it. But as we see, you know, all either it can't. If you crawl about it, you know, it'd be a hypocrite, because right now you got the influence to make it happen. Thankfully, God has smiling in your face, but I'm thankful. So, them things cogging is not going to be a problem, because you know, you serve more than one role. You know, you're working, you're doing some important work in all the communities and my jurisdiction is the entire country and every ministry that we are able to collaborate with. So, that's saying that can happen for sure. And I just thank God that. No, they could be in positions to make things like that happen, to be honest. So bigger cog for that.
Yeah, thanks to Sluggy for sure. And thanks to Cog too for proving that Zari B can sing really, really good on that rhythm. Because Cog didn't sound quite as good as Zari B did. So you know what I mean? It just goes to show, you know.
Not
Zari B is fantastic, man. I'm really impressed with Zari B.
Mommy, so all you got that church bell? Oh, wait, no, he's saying church
not
bell.
My phone.
Let me tell you that, yo. The church bell, Benny Bells. No, mommy.
Yes, please.
Was it? What you tell me the truth? Because it'd be a lot, right, for me. And sometimes, like, shh, I know parents do this. For you, was it a lot? Or how did you maintain your sanity throughout it all?
Honestly, it was really, really hard because I work 8-hour job,
full time every day.
Two children, so you had to leave work early some days, going to work late some days, and it was hard, but it was worth it.
Yeah, it worth it in the end. No, you can make sure that he back again.
Well, he said he want to come back next year. Next year's coming entrance, so he got balance it.
I don't look what at me, you know me, this combination.
He's on both.
Straight
up. You see how Barbados got people? Listen, and one of the ones to me that we don't need educational reform, so combination's got people? No, you know what I mean? Like the little man got so much potential, and this sign here, so appearance here. Over these years, one combination's come around, you know what I mean? All that progress is getting stopped. So somebody budding and coming, then we got a good career entertainment. Or it could be football or whatever, right? When the combinations come around, that would be the parents' focus. You get me? So, like, we could got Rihanna 75 times. We could got Nicholas Branca 1,000,000 times. We could got Arturo Tapping. Nah. We could got Chantel. Nah. We could got Lil Rick, Peter Ram. We could got all them. All them people ain't matter. You know what I mean? We bring so warped. It's one coming, it's kind of wrong. You even have me, so with my children, like I study music at a high level, you know what I mean? Barbados Community College, London College of Music. And you see when coming, it's kind of wrong, my brain still went there. I had a tap with myself and that boy. You know what I mean? So mommy, I hope know that. I will let the combinations are done. I didn't want to get controversial up on here, but like, I will let the combinations done. That may overlook that people don't go study them things. But Zari wants to see Zari next year. If you come in entrance and got your mommy, what's to do now? What we're going to do is planning it early. So when next year come, he ain't searching for no song. He ain't going to look for no song. He could gain the butts and get any butts. Song down right. He done know the song. So he ain't going to study that. He got to plan for early. Zari ready to come from early?
Yes, please.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, good. Zari B. Zari B ready. No, mommy, I want you to tell me, right? I ain't going yet. Doing so weird. You're not going yet. Let's get spoiled here. Let's get extra time,
okay.
No, I want to know what you enjoyed most about it, because I know it was hard, yeah. But we besides the result of coming second, because you know you will be happy for you, don't care. Well, you know what I mean? That is the parents. But I want to know what you enjoyed most.
I enjoy jumping and screaming and shouting. Honestly, I enjoyed it.
I was telling you, no more. You sad. You enjoy jumping and screaming. I bet so you do. I bet so you know what I mean? If you could scream like before your child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's.
I will do it back over again and again.
Yeah, it's you doing bad, running boat and thing. No, I remember seeing a video though. Just want to go back a bit. The school competition. I remember seeing a video where you showing up some sponsors and thing. From that time, I thought that was quite admirable. You know what I mean? Because at the time it was just a school competition, and who's the people that came on board to sponsor that?
Right. So, it was my workplace, Barbados Stewards Limited. Shout out Barbados Stewards Limited.
Yeah, you got to.
Print Mats.
Yes.
The Ashley Lashley Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the beginning,
yes.
And then at the end, then coming on to the competition,
mm-hmm.
The Shirley Children Primary School joined on board.
Yeah,
Stronghold Entertainment, mm-hmm. And also Rockers the brand. So six sponsors.
Yeah, it must be such a good thing, right? When people could come on board and support a youngster. You know what I mean? That gotta be a real rewarding feeling. So that's why,
yes.
On Anime Radio shows, all the whatever sponsors people got, you know what I mean, is make sure to plug them as cruel as possible. You know what I mean? And dig up the sponsors as much as possible so that it could come again. You know what I mean? Sponsors could feel about you. You know what I mean? Sponsor this child, but you get access to even bigger platform to show to my brand, because you just need that though. Certain little things, right? All these like simple little things, right? Will throw you off, boy, that you can't go out. You spray, so you got everything going good, and then you might want this one little thing, this prop. And the prop might cost you $300, and you all got it, brother. Wow. You know what I mean? You all got it, and it's not for sponsor, like, shh. And that thing might make your performance where it is, you know? Wow. Or saying simple, like shoes. You know what I mean?
I want to ask a question in terms of the t-shirts.
Yeah.
Once again, who did the t-shirts?
Rockers the brand.
Gentleman by the name of Chad?
Chad Boucher.
Chad Boucher. Rockers the brand. He on Rockers the brand?
Yeah. Rockers the brand.
Yeah, he on social media too?
Yeah, Instagram.
Yeah, big up Rockers the brand. Barbados, make sure you go and support them. The shirts look good. I like the print, you know what I mean? And then it can come off so easy. You know what I mean? So I love the brand. I love the quality, Ollie. Yeah,
big regards. Chad is a very, very, oh man, I could tell you, I could talk for hours about Chad, man. He's a very special human, man. Mm. Serious. So big respect, much love to Chad Boucher.
Yeah, Chad Boucher.
Former sales executive at Anson Motors. He now works at Simpson Motors, I believe, in the parts department.
Mm.
Yeah,
HK. He's
moved on.
Yeah.
Man, listen, much love. Much love to Chad.
Oh, he's going to printing. Well, good, yeah. And I like how the print look. You know what I mean? That's saying that you could definitely spend money with. So big up to Chad Boucher, one time, my man Zari. Zari, loving the shirts.
Yes, please.
Zari, feeling like a star. How you feeling when you see people wearing your brand? You know what I mean? Wearing brands that you associated with, and how does that make you feel, my boy?
Make me feel good.
And is that something that you will look at getting into? In the future, you know, having your brand or your name or saying on shirts, you know, and having people wear them and sell them. I think because you look how the brand look, you know, people wearing it, it's saying, literally saying that it will wear. It's saying that you was thinking about in the future?
Not really, but if I tell will try.
look, Ollie, I love this little man. Mommy, anything you want to say before you go?
Just want to say thanks to everyone that has supported Jazari from last year to now. And Jazari will be coming bigger and better next year.
Oh, I love that. We're going to 755. Oh, that 755. Zari B, don't go yet. Ollie, these youngsters, right, and these performances, right, I hope the reason why outside the competition why you try to see these youngsters as much as possible is because these youngsters be good enough and got good enough material that ain't only gonna be for a season or a short time. You get what I mean?
Like, I'm glad you said that, Sluggy, because
go.
You do bring these guests on your show, not only at Crop Over Time. You brought Carissa. I remember you brought Carissa on the show. Earlier this year, and then I saw her perform at your...
Christmas thing.
Yeah, don't worry then. I know Carissa has this song, It's Me.
Yeah.
She came back a few weeks ago with you. Fantastic, Sluggy. Yeah, you know, you're always doing this, Sluggy. You're always bigging up the youth, not just at Crop Over, you know, right throughout the year. So big respect to you,
I remember,
man.
I remember now being young, right? And I remember like doing something for a long time. You know, it was in music too, the late music too, and got big up Pernell Farley. And I remember seeing adults, and some adults no wasn't putting in as much work. Some adults wasn't as good. Some adults wasn't as serious, but then we get the shows, then we get the money, you know what I mean? Then we get the opportunities. So, you know, like from young, and they end up joining the police band young. So you think that's one of the good things that happened in my life, you know what I mean? When they come off the street, right, boy, you know me, mother and father, the gangsters, you know what I mean? So, but I was selling Aki's bumming the lift, and the man stopped for me and tell me that he got an interview at CBC. That time he ran into talent. I didn't tell the boy in there, because you know you're home now, you know you're the rude boy, so you don't want the boy to know you're in there. So that time, you know, you got Steam sponsored and things, so you don't really want to say where you ain't. And plus, I like ballads bad, so a bumming now, the guy in CBC.
So you say you like what bad?
Ballads. I like ballads, you know, singing R&B and thing. You know you're rough and want the boy, you know you're singing there. So a bumming lift to CBC now, having a conversation with this man, is what helped change my life. Is what helped change my life a lot. End up in the police band now. And being in the police band, going wrong, I end up meeting enough children that are good, that are better than some adults, right? But then in Barbados, now it's funny, like, you know, 5 years will pass, 10 years will pass, and you ain't seeing no child stars, you know what I mean? You ain't seeing a child prodigies. When you look on YouTube, you will see Americans at 4 years old playing the piano real good. You will see American children acting like, you will turn on your TV, on Netflix or wherever everybody's watch, and you will see children acting in movies and thing, making millions of dollars, and no bedroom children. So you always ask myself, you want to be like, no bedroom children good enough? They ain't got no bedroom children good enough to be acting in movies, to be performing on big stages. I just tell myself, nah, like, that ain't true. I feel like what we do is whole about children. God be sent. I ain't saying every child good, because you know what I mean, a child, like, yes, I believe, obviously, the vast majority of children ain't gonna be ready, ain't gonna be to that level. But I do know that there are some children that will come from time to time that will be at that level already, you know what I mean? And I think it's be an insult when it's happening all over the world and not here. Like, you be in America and see children that's already stars, children already making millions of dollars on YouTube. And in Barbados, you won't see that with no child, you know what I mean? None. I used to always tell myself that's absolutely crazy. Like, I remember playing hockey, Ollie. I used to show your whole life. You would teach me to remember playing hockey and had a fella named Lorando Davis. And Lorando was like 14 years old, and he was already one of the best hockey players. And Colin Elcott used to put him in the senior team. He the only 14. And he was one of the best players, and he was just 14. And Colin Elcott doing that, you know what I mean, bravely. Obviously, you have to be brave to do it, because people are scorned upon it. You know what I mean? And remember Nakira Downs, who's his daughter, who was young and upon his senior team. So then just say, well, like, to see enough things like that happen much more. Don't tell me because you're the child, you're ready yet. I don't believe in that. It's like, so I used to, that I was saying, it's always burn fair against, you know, like, you know, we had this old time thing that kind of slavery take a child's place, you know what I mean? Children to be seen, not heard. These things we can't, you know, these normal things that ain't be psyche, take a child's place. A child should be seen, not heard. Like burn fair upon these things, you know what I mean? Children should be heard and seen. You get me? So that's where it comes from me going to it too, because people used to think it was good, you know what I mean? But I used to feel like, good, but I mean, it ain't happening.
Was there anybody for you who helped push you?
Pernell Farley.
You mentioned our name a lot.
Yeah, Pernell Farley saved my life, man. That's being real. Like right now, from at school, main event still Lawrence Bade is only probably Hubert Williams, Hyper Songs. I can't think of much of the people that live in still. Like everybody's day. Like, you know what I mean? Like real life. Everybody's dead. The dead here, some dead in St. Vincent. You know what I mean? Like it is very like that. So you know what I mean? Like music saved me. And I see sports saved me too. Like all people know, I see cricket saved me. See man that like, raise it with you. Poor little black boys get play for the best thing. These men got houses, cars, for sure. Apartments. These things is changed youngsters' lives.
Yeah.
So let go of the youth. You know what I mean? We can wait and do.
Say that again, Sluggy.
Let go of the youth. You know what I mean? Damn old already. Damn naked. You know what I mean? But I just understand to everybody in soul, because don't get to stardom is a drug, boy. Don't get to all that way. Like, that we can take the corner that way, push back against them things. You know, I appreciate that the government and the NCF made me a crop-over ambassador. And you know, it's only like celebrities who be these things. So I appreciate being in that role. I appreciate Starcom giving me two shows on Heart and thing. But for me, the reason why is even my shows on Heart, Ollie, even all my shows on Heart, all, I always bring on a youngster, never take the far.
Well, Sluggy, what I can tell you is that you always refer to yourself as very old.
I am.
And you do have certain callers who they call you Mr. Dan. Yeah. So, you know, big ups to you.
Yeah, Mr. Dan. I like that. I like what people call me Mr. Dan too. You know what I mean? I love it. I used to get called Hard Ears, that Hard Ears boy. You know what I mean? So again, I call Mr. No, it's a blessing. Good night, Bajan, Rhythm, and Rim. You got young star boy, Zari B, who ready for the big stage now. Who ready right now? You know, you sing. When I know I love Bashman, when I know I love Bajan. Dialect, you know, he love my language, and you know that was Zari B represents, and he's doing it extremely well. Talk to me.
Good night, caller.
Hello.
Yes, please. Hello.
You went to school at St. Andrew's, Sluggy?
Yeah.
And you play hockey?
Yes, for All-Stars. All-Stars.
Did you get play for Empire?
Nah. We used to wash off Empire.
Hey, yo. Listen about you, know, I mean, this about the little man.
Go.
I wish you every success.
Yes.
And this is just the starting point. But the longest stretch begins with that first step, which is the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Do not look back. When people criticize you, build on it. Don't let people negativity deter you. As long as you know you're doing something that is right, do not let anybody put you down. You're going to meet it. I tell you, you're going to meet it. You are your own man, and I agree with you, Sluggy, but this nonsense that children should be seen and not heard, we are seeing the results of it today.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of Barbadians do not because of that nonsense that was drilling to them.
Yeah,
a child has a right to be heard, to speak, to be heard, and everything. I always tell my children this. Any decision I make, challenge it. If it prove me wrong, the decision disappears. If it don't, it stays. And you can come the next day and challenge it again.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't care that time, I'd be raising five food.
Yeah. Five?
Like, yeah, five daughters.
You got five children?
Five daughters.
You're a lucky man, boy. Five girls.
I got much more because I consider any child. I feel like being an adult.
Uh-huh.
And I see a child. Sometimes it don't be a real way where you're doing or where you're going. I have a duty to speak to them, put them on the right track. And so far, Jah has blessed me that I have never had any resistance. I love children. Right?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm glad you're calling Nagee. Young man. Children need to hear these things.
Yeah, and as I said before, do not let any negativity pull you down.
It's real.
Stand firm. As a matter of fact, being criticized can make you stronger and better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I agree. Zari, again, love.
I share. You know, I felt so good hearing his parents talk about that little boy.
Yeah,
that little man.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know,
it's even more important.
Yes. Go ahead.
That tender age could have stood before so many people. There's so many adults who can't even do that.
Go
in front of an audience and express themselves.
Yeah.
So you're on your way, young man.
Yeah. It was brilliant. Thank you. Because competition, funny competition is not a normal performance. So you got to really execute. You know what I mean? You got to know about this. In order to get points here, you got to bring on the band. You got to talk to the audience at this point. You know what I mean? You got to do this thing. You gotta be very aware at all these different points on stage, and to be so young and execute so well, you know.
One thing before I go, Sluggy,
yes,
you see that point that you push about young people.
Yes, please.
I want you to come on broadcast with that.
You want me to come as the moderator or you mean as the caller?
Caller, moderator, anything.
No, call it can't be anything. It can't be anything.
You want me to say anything? I'm talking about this temple.
I want to.
A church should take its place and a church should not be a local.
Oh, you mean that? Yeah, I don't mind if brass tacks want me. I don't like calling it brass tacks like normal. People is like it, yeah, but some people feel that it's get through because it's work here. And you know what I mean?
I think it's time enough.
So I prefer to invite me.
We got to start highlighting the negativity.
I agree.
And promote the positive.
I agree, man.
That's what we need to do.
There are
lots of positive young people out there.
Yeah.
Start highlighting them. Start putting them on the front page.
Hey, man.
Have a nice night.
Yes.
Have a nice night. And
yes.
Everybody stay safe.
Manage and respect.
Thank you.
Big up, Mr. P. Yeah, I appreciate that. I get enough calls for fireworks all the time. I guess because of how I speak, you know what I mean, and how I dress and how I move, people is more associated with the young ones, you know, so that way we get most of my shows on 95.3 and so on. People ain't really know that I all in real life, I guess, because I just hear my voice. But I don't mind fireworks, but every time I call into fireworks or they invite me on the Zoom, you know, it'd be enough controversy. Because, you know, like, for me, in Barbados, I strongly believe, like, we say we love young people, yeah, but then when it comes time to supporting young people, you know, the fight would be there, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why we saw it can't pinpoint the problem, but I do know that we need to support the young people much, much more. When they look at what's happening in schools, when they look at the communities, I'd be seeing much more good than bad. So I'd be always wondering where people seeing all this bad. And they live in the worst place in Bimso, I want to say. You know what I mean? They live in where one is called the Ricey. You know where the United States had the Ricey ranking number one, the worst places to go in Barbados when they had 10, had we, and places from Gold Hill and Silver Hill and all these places that have been top 10, red zone. And they really live and like these years no one's seen the shootings. It's just the pure love every day. We just had a breakfast party sell out in minutes, you know what I mean? And everybody, all the different groups and different blocks come together upon one stage and party the whole morning, you know what I mean? So these are the things that you see, but these things they not really get highlighted, you know what I mean? So you got Zari B singing, you got Trinity, you got Kimani, you got Renisha, you got all these youngsters doing all these good things, you know what I mean? So you got like 10 youngsters that were phenomenal over a week. But you know, one shooting is where you can get the most highlight. You know what I mean? Youngins seen the other stations, youngins seen the newspaper clippings, you know, like pushing these youngsters. You'll see it once after the competition, but then after that, then you want, youngins see it. Youngins see it no more, but you know, it's a boy shoot, you will see it. So, I'd be asking, will be really rewarding. You know what I mean? Because that'd be rewarding people too, because me, you know, me came from the street. I know because I used to be hard ears, women that love me. It may sound stupid, Ollie, but you know what I mean? I would say banging, women that love me to all. Like, so that's get real far and bing. But we know in the media, know it give me a rare dog, well, winner. You know what I mean? Because I live a different life. So when they give me a rare dog, we don't know we be making these people popular and famous. But you don't say like Zari and them, so we need to make famous and popular. And then you keep saying it. You know what I mean? We need to take these people that are already positive and met the popular, instead of trying to make these popular people positive, because now he's got these popular people, I want to make these popular people positive role models. Not any people that's popular, you know, they're in the good. Nothing people that are popular ain't really in the good, you know, don't really do nothing for the country, don't do nothing for the youth, let me don't do nothing for the community, you know, none of these men don't support the children, you know, you get me? So, like, instead of trying to make these popular people positive role models, take these people that are positive and make the popular, you know what I mean? And they like Cog, you see Cog idea earlier, yep. Ollie?
I'm coming to that, Sluggy, because we're going to wrap up in a minute.
No
I'm
problem.
Gonna let you, I'm going to let you close out the show.
Go ahead, buddy.
But after you finish talking and stuff, I'm going to play the instrumental for Zari B to sing us out, right? And I want to know how can we get in contact? Because the idea that Cog had, I'm pretty sure that minds, people who've been listening, their minds are turning over, some companies, maybe some schools who want Zari to come to their school and perform, maybe some health product stores. I don't know, but
How can people, maybe it gonna happen. Right. It gonna happen when I see it, when I see, when I love me, you know what I mean? When I see, when like, when I say got all this influence and bam, so it can happen for sure. All these type of places, like James Health, they call it, when I name all the different health shops, all these type of places, Ministry of Health, they go use Zaribi. Yeah.
Well, why I'm rushing you, Sluggies, because we run out of time, so I just want to know your final thoughts and how do people get in contact with Zaribi?
Turn you on me. You want to give your number? Want me to give my number?
Sure.
You want to give yours? Because you know I'm big, but I was going to get mad. You want to collate me 236-3534 or 840-3711. 236-3534 or 840-3711. I'm going to get in contact with Zari the same time. Zari ready. Mummy ready, mummy can't bring it, daddy can bring it. So when they got no problem,
mummy ready, both will come, Sluggy.
You know what's going on. So we right there, then we ready. All health places, all health institutions, all health shops, all health brands. You know, if Wabisco go a healthy triple green biscuit, you know what I mean? We can hear the song on the background, eat healthy, work out every day. So Ministry of Health, I expect all one to call, you know, big ups to the Ministry of Culture again. Thanks for making me want to eat. Ambassadors for Emancipation Celebration. I love winners, so you know you call it when out. Biggest to the NCF making me crop over ambassador, so you call it when out. Salute to the National Peace Program who come into every single community and partnering and empowering all our communities and community persons. Salute to the National Peace Program as well. You know, you met me the coordinator for every single body in the field in the whole of Barbados. So you know all the different places give me these opportunities and this power. And you know what I mean? I usually know to call all one to join me in supporting Zaribi and making one ambassadors for champions for health. Zaribi, good job, my brother. You know, I'm telling you good boy because you know, Uncle got you all the time. We only go on for now, but you know, you can be back much more times. You know what I mean? I got you back right through. Ollie, as usual, it was great. You know, show was supposed to done at 7:30, 7:57. I don't take it for granted. You know, you don't take for granted the privilege that you have, my brother, and I just want to tell him that I appreciate the leave here, that when it's giving me all the time, you know what I mean? Like, real, real talk.
One love, man. Yeah. So, once again, big respect to mom, dad, and the little brother's name again is?
Caleb,
who we'll be hearing from. Caleb, say hello.
Say hello and goodbye, now.
Hello.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You ready for your next 2 years? You ready for when you get 7?
Yes.
You can sing from stage and get on about it. You brother?
Yes.
That's what you're talking about. We going up with Zaribi? We going up with Zaribi? Let me go. H metal. Hey. Free talk again? Give free talk again. Remember if you talk.
This one for the ladies. Let me get healthy.
Huh.
Eat healthy. Work out every day.
Yes it.
Work out every day.
Yes it.
Work out every day.
Yes it.
Eat healthy, work out every day.
Ministry of Health. Ministry of Health.
Fit.
Let me go.
Fit. So let me get active. Let me run for this sport.
Get active.
Let me do some sports.
Huh.
Get your friends and your family. Let me start exercising daily. Get active.
Hey.
Get active.
Hey.
Get active. Don't worry, active. Get active. Get active. Get active. I find someone I really lazy.
What?
Cock up in a chair and watching TV. Eating a chicken snacks and drinking more beer.
Be it.
When I want diabetes,
huh.
I want them to join in with me.
Boy.
First, I gotta start eating healthy. Then, a few exercises did. So I jump super slides and even burpees.
Get active.
To be ramping this sport. Get active. To be losing squats. Get your friends and your family. Let me start exercising daily. Get active. Get active. Don't worry, active. Get active. Get active.
Hey.
Ease up the sugar, ease up the snacks. Too much junk food, I'm at it get fat.
What?
Ease up the sugar, ease up the snacks. Too much junk food, I'm at it get fat.
Boy.
Everybody can love you, boys. It's time to exercise. Walk or run and jog and skip. Let me keep fit. Get active. We're romping this sport, get active.